Begin the current daf, Pesachim daf mem. We begin on the base. We begin the Tez Maras. That begins with the Gemara. Lo yasinim ardas lechamar. You shouldn't make it as a saddlecloth for the donkey. Chase explains that this halacha specifically, as the case is talking about, when the claim is lost, then it's going to be forbidden. Says Aimeri, the Reis says the davka beklaim avudin. Specifically, when the mixture of wool and linen over here is lost, you don't see it here in the saddlecloth. Then Aslan Alasman Murdas, then in this cloth you can't make a saddlecloth out of it. The reason for that is Shemiasin the Tlaal Bigda, because he might take a swath of this saddlecloth and use it as a patch on his garment. But he uses Namish Lig Musain, he's also not gonna be careful that the saddlecloth shouldn't be touching his skin. But if it's a known climb, then it's actually sure it's gonna be permitted. I mean says a climb like the Mishnah says a climb, Mardas Achamar, Aimbamishum climb, there's no problem by climb in the saddlecloth of the donkey. And because one's not having hanoah, it's not considered levisha of a klayim. And the mutalasman carve a kesi, you'll make a pillow out of it, you'll make a blanket out of it, but actually, as long as it doesn't touch one's skin, because it's not considered as having the levisha, the clothing of the klayim. Now, Tais is bothered, he says, Abagav, the meaning of the Baal, though he's in the first pagan, but Abidal and Bezaf, Alasmat, so he's all gabzu, what do you mean? We say, even if there's 10 beds, one on top of the other, that even then you're not allowed to lay on the top one, even though the climb is on the bottom one. Says Tosis, yeah, that's shematichuch le'nimal b'sari. That's because the thread might wrap around his body, which that would be a violation of levisha. But says Tosis, shemakar v'kesem adas, and regilin karach l'kach, maybe these pillows and the blankets and the saddlecloths are hard. It's not normal for it to wrap around, and therefore it would be permitted if we said it's a climb you're doing. But you could make it as burial shrouds for a dead person. Tais explains an obvious question. Tais has to take a second look. It says, but you have the violation of scorning the poor, which is the prohibition of performing mitzvahs in the presence or showing the dead person that he cannot fulfill the mitzvahs. As Tais brings a perek, brings a garment that's in a box, a four-corner garment, is obligated in tzitzis because it's a chayves abeget. Now, Maida Shmuel agrees that with a bezukin chasolach maida, if an elderly person is making it for his honor, meaning for his burial shroud, shabaturi, that's exempt. That's intrinsic in the garment that it's not for someone performing the mitzvah tzitzis. But if he shaita, but that moment when they're gonna put the burial shrouds on the dead person, vader amin lei, says the gemara, we definitely put tzitzis on it. Shmuel like the rush because it's scorning the dead person, the poor that he can't fulfill the mitzvah anymore. So says Taisus, am I time and I? Then for the same reason, those lo yasa klaim lemeist. Then we shouldn't make the burial shrouds as of a bit of mixture of shatness. So Omer Ben Tami says, no, the tzitzis, there's different. Because that's shkula kenegi kol mitzvah, that is equivalent to all the mitzvahs in the Torah. Lakach ikal leg l'rush tfei, therefore there we're more concerned for leg l'rush. Because I mean, Rabbat Chil, like the Gemara says, at the end of Memgil on base, it says, uzachartum es kol mitzvah sashem, you should remember all the mitzvah sashem, it says in the Pasha tzitzis. Malam, it's a shkula tzitzis, kenegi kol mitzvah, that teaches you that the mitzvah tzitzis is equivalent to all the mitzvahs in the Torah. Then Tais continued on the Mepek Mishnah Mitzvahs. The Gemara says in Brocha David Chazam and Alper Pchiv Rabbi Yonason have a shakl bazel b'vesik. They're walking in the cemetery. Have a shadit chaz Rabbi Yonason. Rabbi Yonason sits as was sticking out and dragging on the ground. Rabbi Pchiv Pchiv said them Dalia lift it up. Shlo yemer that the dead shouldn't say lamacher boy matzleinu. Tomorrow they're going to come to us. Mean they're also going to die. Vayyem malik masana and today they're scorning us and they're performing mitzvahs. But says Tais, what in Bavak of the Mason Nami Shlom Mitzvahs? Didn't we just say that they also have tzitzis? So how's that scorning the dead people? Tami says no. The become makom shek ben leik. It's still possible to call that scorning if you're shamar and atzmek kibitzuvim b'mitzvahs, because the living people are walking in the cemetery. They're showing not only do they have mitzvahs, but as if they're commanded in mitzvahs, which they are. Behein and the mitzvahim and the dead people, although they have tzitzis, but not, they're not commanded in it. Behein adayim and mitzvah ba'isla mishay and mitzvah ba'isla. You can't compare someone who's commanded and does to someone who's not commanded and does. Although the dead people quote, have the tzitzis, but they're not mitzvah ba'isla, and therefore it's still considered leik l'rush. Now, but then he says, "Amashem esim bezman zemetali shushal mesim." This in today's times that we remove the tzitzis from actually the cloaks of the dead people. So it says, "Because semchan ahad the tiny misat the smachis." We rely on this that it says in the brayis misat the smachis. Abishol ben bitn esivil aban. If he commanded his sons, kavru that they should bury him tachas margalis l'shalaba by the foot of his father. V'tirat chilus meplani, and he says they remove the tzitzis strings from his garment. And says Taisa, become a dvarma. No simcha asvar mechitzayim. In many places we find we rely on the outer text. Umanichim gemara shalom, and we leave our gemara. As Taisa proves, the perek bas megillah amrin and the gemara and megillah devlam and alvam beis says Rish Chodesh Shabbos chalis b'Shabbos. Rish Chodesh falls out on Shabbos. Maftirin says the gemara over the chatshechem umaydechem. The haftarah is the haftarah of chatshechem umaydechem, which the Hainu Chazan Yeshayah. And we do a different avtar. That's in the psikta, a brisa, and not like a gemara. So to parashas vayichal on the karm matan shalom on our fast days we lay in vayichal avgam dan megillah, although the gemara there over there in megillah says shekarm matan is because of brachas that we recite in a fast day the curses and the blessings that are brought in the Torah. But we rely on the sefer that says that you read vayichal, so you see that at times we, as we do regarding the burial shrouds, they rely on the sfarim katzayim and not on the gemara. Next says, "Must begin with the gemara." Ilpas v'hakadera shavim rusach. If you have a frying pan and a pot that was removed from the hot in a hot fashion from the fire, leitin lo teichon tavlin. You can't put spices inside of it because that's a kli rishon. It's going to cook the spices. Which places discusses what's called iri, pouring from a kli rishon. Is that going to cook like a kli rishon or not? Says Tais Makan in Lechich. From here, you cannot prove the iru that when you're pouring from a kli rishon, that is kikli shein, that it's like a secondary vessel. Midrash min Ravusim from the fact that it didn't tell us a bigger chiddush. That not only can you not put the spices on the pot which you removed from the fire, which is a kli rishon, but that even shleyar al karisha tavam matikli, you can't pour from that pan into the pot, into the plate that the spices are in. So you see, why didn't you say that? Obviously, because that wouldn't be forbidden. That's a sense of no, because not to the contrary. Duk, misayf epcha, you could make the same inference from the next halacha the opposite way. Because we said, abba nais melutecha gar, but you could put the spice into a plate, which is a klisheni. The Lake Tani doesn't say, abba ma'or ala karashish batam, that you could pour on the plate, which has spices, which that would be ir klirishin, so therefore you can't infer either way. Now, Taisa said, v'nira would seem, da fila shmul, that even according to Shmuel, there's like tatagava, that he holds that there's the machlikis of ilogav or tatagava, he holds that the bottom is the stronger of the two when you're pouring from one to the other. And Vitani Bikit is telling Kabbalah, and also the Gemara later on, Daf Ayin Vav Medav, says like Shmuel. So even if you can hold the Togavah, a fellow even so says Taisis, Mavashali Irika de Klippa. So if you're pouring from a Klirishan, which is the hot one, and the bottom one you're pouring into is cold, so you would think to say based on Shmuel, okay, that it wouldn't be cooking. Still says Taisis, even if you can say like Shmuel, Mavashali Irika de Klippa, what you're pouring from the kli rishon is going to cook at least a peel's worth of what you're pouring it into. Because Amos and the Gemara says, the Tanakh says, the Shmuel, where the rice is like Shmuel. When you pour something hot into something cold, kailov, you have to peel it. So you see, although it's not cooking it, because tato gava, but you do have to peel it. Cold into cold, you wash it off. And the iru rice chanal Tanakh, Tais continues, says, and if you pour something hot on a chicken before it was salted to get the blood out of the chicken, so a klipa. So again, you have to go ahead and take up a peel's worth because that hot that you poured made that part usser, which has the blood inside of it. And maklishin is shamshim maklishin, and if you have a vessel that was used as in a kli rishon, so lo yuchal agila al de'iri. So then again, it had the status of a kli rishon. Then you cannot do hagala, you cannot purge it by just pouring from a kli rishon, because they mavashal k'dei klipa. We said even if you're saying that's cooking, it's only going to cook a peel's worth. And if it was being used in the kli rishon, then it totally absorbed more than the peel's worth, and therefore it wouldn't help to do takashrid with just an iruid pour. Then Tosfos says, "What the main parakir? This the Gemara says on Shabbos and Beis Menaf. The shari cham l'techzayin, and that on Shabbos you let it pour something hot from a kli rishon into something cold. Why is it permitted? Didn't we say at least that it's going to cook a peel's worth?" That's what says. What you could say is kimin shein mavashal el kedei klipa. You're right, but since when you do iri, it only cooks a peel's worth. Hoyel vatzayin shel mata mayim. Since the cold thing down the bottom that you're pouring onto is, in that case, is water. Shudav amasaber, something that it's a liquid that gets mixed together. So in the yochel is pashal. There, it can't even cook even a peel's worth. Machmet snin is mayim because of the coldness of the water. Avadavish in masaber. You're right. Something that doesn't mix, which is like a solid that hits the surface. Then lo, you're right. You're not allowed to because it would cook it that amount of a peel's worth. Tosfos continues to prove that a kli rishon, if you're pouring, is not going to cook. So he says, "B'shila v'dizara ma'mar ukfa." At the end of v'dizara, Daf Ayin Vav Melav, Ma'mar ukfa says, "Zavin yer menachi." You can go ahead, you could cook, you could buy a pot from a non-Jew, and how do you kasher it? V'hadu legedan v'v'chulu. And what you do is you take dough and you put it all around the edge of the vessel, so that it could boil up the water, and the water can reach all the way to the top. Now, Masik, the Gemara concludes over there, the reason why that's sufficient, you don't have to do Haggolah from in another pot, is because Kabbalah Kavolta, the way it absorbed, so that's the way it purges it, which is, Ma'a Boilabin, it says just like the way it absorbed, which is on the top of the pot, is only through sparks, meaning when it bubbles up. I've pulled them in the tzad sotah. When you want to purge it, it's also going to be with sparks, with the bubbling on the top. But says Taisus, ve'i yirik a kli rishon, and if you would think to say that pouring from a kli rishon is like a kli rishon, so my yirik mishum debalban and says, why do you have to say that it's enough with the bubbling because it absorbed that way? I feel a balabali gumur. What do you mean? Even if it had total absorptions, palabin and says it would still be purged with the bubbles. Dain yirik, which I would be pouring, so to speak, from the strength of the vessel. Halavadi lebosla gede kli, but rather again another proof Taisus has rather obviously that it only cooks that of appeal is worth, and therefore we have to say the svara of Kabbalah Kalpolta, because that's how it absorbs. Then Tzai says, "Well, I'm very chavis, but this isn't Shabbos of Kumehim and base. Kol shalibo becham lefnei Shabbos, anything that was not put into hot water to cook before Shabbos. So you can't cook it on Shabbos, but madich nesu becham Shabbos of Chol, but you can go ahead and you wash it off with hot water on Shabbos. Why are you allowed to be madich? But that's pouring from a klirishon, which, like we're saying, it's going to cook at least appeals with. So Tzai says, look, we have to explain actually that that's from a klisheni." That you could wash it off from a second degree vessel. Because actually, the Kli Rishon, I feel like Dachasur, yeah, even just washing would be forbidden because it cooks at least Kedek Kliba. But then, it's such a percussion, but that's difficult because the Ketani Dafka Mandichim, because the halacha there is said to specifically wash it off. I'm a sure and light, but to soak it in that vessel would be forbidden. But the halacha, Gabitam Ketan Mahirik on his place, we said, I'm a nice little girl that you could put into a plate or into a serving tray, which is a Klisheni, that never learn even to soak it. So if that's a Klisheni, why only Madiach, and why not even Sharon like we say over here? That says, that's why I'm reading. He says, because the hasa might be meated by bishul. There is too much something that's normal to be cooked, like a piece of meat. Because sharing oisai, and when you soak it, a fill of klisheini, even in the second degree vessel, mechzi, kimabasha, looks like cooking. That's the problem. But also use too much spice, which you use to spice a pot. But like mechzi, kimabasha, doesn't look like cooking, and therefore in the klisheini, it's permitted to soak it. Now, Taisa brings from the Yerushalmi, that actually brings this discussion regarding if pouring from a klirishon is consider cooking or not. The Yerushalmi Parakir Bai says, the Yerushalmi actually asked this question. What's the halacha of putting a spice on the bottom, but lever salim and mala, and to pour from a kli rishon onto it? Rabbi Yehonami says, also it's forbidden. Why? Because the irik a kli rishon, because pouring is actually, which Taisa says you couldn't infer from Maus, so but the Yerushalmi says clearly from Rabbi Yehonami that pouring from a kli rishon is like a kli rishon. And says the Yerushalmi, chelid Rabbi Yehonami in hadah, the support of Rabbi Yehonami is from this pasuk. It says that an earthenware vessel that's going to be cooked with this forbidden thing, you have to break it, which, whether you're cooking it, whether you're pouring into it something hot, you always have to break it. But Dr. Abbas rejects this. He says, no, that's to my earthenware vessel, which is very absorbent. But spices, they don't cook. In other words, the ear is not going to cook so much, and it's only by an earthenware vessel. On which he responded and he says, what do you mean? That also an earthenware vessel, you have to also purge it if it was whether cooked or irui. So you're going to say the same thing that, oh, earthenware vessel is more absorbent? It doesn't. It only absorbs through cooking. And still you see you have to go ahead and purge it. Obviously you see that not only is the klivishon mevashal, but also irui klivishon is mevashal. So according to Yerushalmi, irui is mevashal. Tinek says the master begins towards the Gemara, Rabba Machule Kidra Bechasisi. Rabba went, and he himself actually went and mixed the flour into the pot on Pesach. So Pesach, when Rashi explains, that what's this that he did Machu, is Kim Chadabishon, he took the flour that was roasted, and that's what he used to mix into the pot, which really, that's really roasted, and there's no problem about Chametz. And it's only a problem, like when they're slaves, that they might come to go a little bit more lenient. But since it's for kosher, that's difficult because the Allah Illa, Srim the Gemara previously, in the Lama Tazim Beis, said it's forbidden to mix in flour into a pot. And because we're concerned, even if it was roasted, maybe it wasn't roasted well. But like Amanda Paul, you know, there disagrees. So, nearly, we rather seem to the Rikid, the Pirish Baruch, like the Aruch explains. What's Bechasisi is Kemach Shal Adashim. We're talking about actually flour from lentils. They in darkam level, they chimitz karkach, that's not so normal for that to become chametzik. And therefore, there we don't have the concern, but actually, that of the regular wheat that's roasted, actually, we would be concerned, and that Rava would not have done.